opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold. It's happened before. In 2000, Saddam Hussein...
Welcome everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region number 6. And today is March the 10th, 2017. It is a Friday. Looking forward to having our show with you all, and at any time, if you would like to get call in during this show and express any concerns or comments or questions that you may have, you can do that by going to, by calling 1-866-510-9025, then hit **. We'll see you in queue. We'll bring you up. That, once again, that's 866-510-9025. Hit **. We'll see you in queue and we'll bring you up. What I always like to say, a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. So be a part of the show. We'd love to hear from you all at any time during the show today. Also, everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network, please, and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Give whatever you can. Your donations, however great or small they are greatly, greatly appreciated. And it also is something that will seed in you as well. Because, you know, so often we've been taught to just be partakers of things and not to be the overall upkeepers of things, to be the upholders, to have the fiduciary obligation and a fiduciary responsibility to take from what we acquire. And so, and you know how it works in this overall economic paradigm. Without Black Talk Radio Network being able to have any financial support for its network, it won't be on air. So do whatever you can. We're greatly appreciating. It's easy. It's very easy process in how you could do it. You could just go to the website for Black Talk Radio Network, and that is www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you're there on the website, you'll be able to see that on the far right-hand margin, you'll see the donation icon that's there in white and green. Just hit that and follow the overall information to that. I always say, make sure that you are feeding the roots instead of just eating the fruit. So that is one of the things that you could do to support the network. Another thing that you could do to support the network is that you can go to BTR Community and become a member. And you could also find that there on the website, and or you can put it in your search engine of www.btrcommunity.com, www.btrcommunity.com. And that is the social media network that Black Talk Radio Network has put together. And you can definitely become part of that for only $24 a year, and you can engage in all of your social media activities without being adversely affected from mainstream media, from the mainstream social media networks such as Fedbook, Facebook, Snapchat, tweeting and telling on everyone, those overall organizations, that's what they're there for. So come on over to BTR Community. It's the only place that I post for $24 a year. You can post anything about your business, yourself, events that you're having or events that you think should be given attention, public attention. You can do that at BTR Community, and you can find that right there on the website for Black Talk Radio Network. Also, if you would like to acquire precious metals, we got some different inventory that's coming in, and man, nice. The mint has finally finished some of the stuff. We have some very, I would say, some very distinctive African and Egyptian and historical pieces that are coming about, and that they're in limited mintage, so they're going to be much more valuable in the future. And so definitely go to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com. And I think we'll have everything posted up next week. Some will be posted up this weekend. Some great stuff. And I would say grab some of these pieces because we only have a limited amount, a limited quantity of them. Grab those pieces because they're limited editions and they're not going to be reduplicated. And so the overall values are going to go up on those. So we'll post those. Check that out. Also, go to Prosperity Mint to save as a king or a queen, or to save as a lady and a gentleman, and not to save as a slave, because every person that's paid in cash is a slave to their ones that are paying them, because they are paying them a depreciating with no intrinsic valuable instrument and tool of deception and the repossession of your sovereignty and freedom. So go to Prosperity Mint, grab some of some real money, probably one of the most perfect forms of money, and form of money that is a great store of your value and wealth. And so that's what you want to do, is establish some prosperity. So that's why it's called Prosperity Mint. So go there and email wolf6pack1@gmail.com before you purchase, and just make sure you leave a name and a number, and so someone can call you back, please. Okay. So definitely you could do that. Also, what am I forgetting? Oh, what am I forgetting? Here we go. Also, March the 25th, the Vault Media Group is going to have the Family Business Private Wealth Seminar in Dallas, and it's March the 25th in Dallas. It's $125 for single tickets and $200 for couples, $100 per each couple, person in a couple. So if it's for you, you know, breakdown, so you know how it goes. So couples is $200, and single tickets are $125, and it's going to be from 1 p.m. Central Standard Time in Dallas to 7 p.m. I will be one of the presenters. I'm looking forward to that. It's a lot of you that are coming down, looking forward to seeing you and meeting you for the first time and just engaging and establishing our overall collective prudence. So you could do that by going to hfrn.vault, vault@gmail.com. Once again, hfrn.vault@gmail.com. And just in the subject, just put Dallas March the 25th event, and just ask for just tell them that you want to RSVP for tickets and location for the Family Business Private Wealth Seminar that's coming up. Can't wait. It's going to be a very great seminar, and I know some of the presenters, powerful people, and the information that they have is even more powerful. So come on down to Dallas if you're in the area. Get with Vault Media Group, email them, get your tickets, and looking forward to all of you that said that they are coming, especially those of you that listen to Tando Radio Show. Definitely we will spend some time together. So definitely want to take care of that. Okay, so let's jump into what's in the news. Okay, first article. My man Rod sent this one. It's from NBC News. a kid's choice of famine strikes Africa to feed his sibling or to eat. And this is an article that you should all check out. And it says the subtitle on it, without enough food to go around, someone in the family must go hungry. And often, Muhammad and her name, I can't see this, Abdullah, often give their rations to their seven young children, but now is not enough food for them. Watch as the 9-year-old gave her food to her younger sibling, her portions of food. So check out that article that was there. See, this is the reason why we must change the direction that we go in. That's why I think it's so important that we become more self-determining and sovereign. It is because that is the answer to every problem that has been created by man's manipulation of enslavement and subjugation. So that's why so many times I hear people say, well, why do I care, or why should I care, or we can't do anything about it, and this and that. And that's the energy that keeps these different situations happening. And everyone that I know that says that, they say that because the overall adverse effects haven't hit them. And this system loves you not. The system loves power, and it will do everything to maintain that power. And I think that it really comes a time to where it really doesn't matter with a callous mind designs. It only matters with a benevolent heart bleeds. And at some point and at some time, it's in which has always been, and as it is now, it is our choice to do what we can do, because that is all that it takes. Why should we care? Because by caring changes everything. Why should we do something? And why should we start with ourselves? Because the end to all things, the Alpha and the Omega, is within you. The start of the ending, because you are eternal. So think is very important. And I appreciate all of you that resonate and that such that high frequency that you repel the low frequencies in with great power, without hate, without anger, without fear. Because fear breeds hate and anger. Love in high residency is able to bring sustainability, and a meaningful sustainability with prosperity, a benevolent prosperity. So I think that this is the reason why, because without our caring and without us doing things and changing just us, that's how powerful your free will is we just change us. We have set the course for the rest of the energy around us to move in that same direction, and that have that same momentum if they so choose. But if no one chooses, we'll continue to be what has been dominating for so long. So, very, very important. So let's go on into what's in the news. Next article, Raj posted. Mexican Congress is cooking up dozens of anti-Trump measures. Yep, knew this was going to be coming, and this is the whole world. This is the purge that is going on. Thanks, Raj, for posting that as well. Next article, Raj posted from Cerebrally Naive Network. L.A. officials to ICE. Stop calling yourselves police. and I'm laughing because I know the the fight that's going on there. It's funny, but I'm not even going to get into it, but I know the fight that's going on there. So check out that article that Raj had put. Next article. Raj posted from Reuters. Syrian forces said it has enough fighters to take Raqqa from Islamic State. Check out this article. And it says, Iran, U.S.-backed Syrian militant says, on Friday, they were strong enough to seize Raqqa from the Islamic State with the support from the U.S.-led coalition, underlying their opposition to any Turkish role in the plans to attack the campaign against the city, ISIS state, the campaign against the city, Islamic State's Syria base of operation. They say that ISIS base of operation is out of Raqqa. So they say that's like their overall capital city, and everything else is gathering pace as Iraqi forces press ahead with their efforts to recapture Mosul. This whole thing is falling apart, ladies and gentlemen, and you'll see what I mean in a minute. Next article comes. I mean, this is an article I posted. This one,
David,
this one came from YouTube. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
I got a question. Do you think?
Hey, what's up, brother?
Hey, do you think it's possible for whoever those people are that they call in ISIS, for them to occupy that much territory and to be able to wage war and the ability that they're waging war without state sponsorship?
No way in the world.
Thank you.
No way in the world. Impossible. Impossible. Let me tell you why it's impossible. Because they stood up to the Russians. They stood up to the Syrian army. And they're still around. The only people, armies defeat armies, and they haven't been able to defeat them. But one thing about that is this, is that that's because of what Scotty just said. They have been fully funded. They said that they were stealing oil and everything else. Well, that's a part of, yeah, sure, they were doing that, but that was not the mainstay of their overall capabilities to maintain this overall direction. And remember, this has not been going on for 10 minutes or 2 days or 2 weeks or 2 years. It's been going on for a long time. They stood up against the Russian military for 1 year. So do you think that this is some ragtag, unfunded, unorganized, unstructured, clandestine operation? No way in the world. Fully funded, fully state sponsored, fully durable. It is a colored revolution and a proxy war. And they're going to use that to get World War III and Global Nuclear War I. And this is where it's moving. So, yeah, great point, Scotty. Absolutely not. Next, I posted from YouTube. This came from, I think this is RT. Oh, no, this is Rapidy. Check out this article. It shows the U.S. military inside of Syria and with their flags and their LAVs and everything else. And I just wanted to, I had a question in the subtitle. I said, just wondering who invited the U.S. military into Syria. I want you to think about that for a minute. Who invited the U.S. military into Syria? Now I would say to you, put it this way. What if China's armored personnel vehicles were moving in position in Alabama, South Carolina, Florida, Texas, Louisiana, California, Washington, Arizona, or any other state, what would you say that would be? It's exactly what it is here. This is an invasion that's moving toward a greater war, and they're pre-positioning all of the necessary personnel, equipment, and propaganda to wage that war. The United States has invaded Syria like they've invaded so many other countries throughout their existence, their perpetual wars since the beginning. So this is going to only continue to grow. But check it out. You can see it for yourself. Next article comes from RT International. U.S. deploys 2,500 paratroopers to Kuwait, ready for mission in Syria and in Iraq, which means that they are positioning themselves for Russia and Iran, China, North Korea, and Yemen. It's the big push. And in Djibouti, it's the big push. And this is happening, and it's quietly growing without any real talk. But we've been whispering since the beginning show of Tando Radio Show, telling you that you needed to be prepared, because for the everyday person to prepare, it's going to take you years upon years to prepare. You don't just prepare in 3 days. Or 1 minute. And I see you, Scotty. Yeah. Yeah. Scotty said they keep this up, white American males will be an endangered species. They are the ones who make up the bulk of combat troops. Very, very true. The whole thing is that this thing is going to go into where it will be the first time in its recorded history that the United States itself will be actually attacked by a sovereign military representing a sovereign nation in an act of war. And it's going to cause for displacement here. And there is no putting that rabbit back in the bag, or that cat back in the bag. It's out, because people have the people that want this to happen have the energy and the desire and the determination to make it happen. And there's too many people that are going to allow this to happen and just watch and then respond to it as it happens, instead of us all as individuals throughout this world seeing what's been going on for so long and saying enough is enough. Guess we haven't had enough yet, but it's going to be enough. Enough is going to be a very key word in the coming future. Enough of the false prosperity that Americans have enjoyed. Enough of the stabilization that Americans have enjoyed. Enough of the ability to have a quality of life and standard of living that the everyday person here didn't create, but was actually given. This is the thing about the overall system of subjugation and enslavement. They give you things that you think that you've earned so that you will continue to uphold what they want, their direction and their objectives. And we started Tando Radio Show because of this war that you're starting to see materialize throughout the world, and areas that you're seeing to materialize. Some of them are already named, but it's not just there. It's also in South America. It's also in Central America. It's also in Eastern Europe. It's also in the Baltics. It's also in northern Africa. It's in on the continent of Africa. It's in Asia. It's in the North Pole. And it's in the South Pole. So I think it's very important for you all to continue to be disciplined, because as I was saying, it takes more than just 1 year to prepare for what these people can enact in hours. It takes the general population 3 to 5 years in order to be able to have a real meaningful, substantial measure of means to maintain their discipline. But that does not mean that you will lose your discipline. It just means that you are going to have to be more determined and more steadfast. And I would say one of the things about the human spirit is that it's a relentless human spirit. Most of us never really do things until our back is really pushed up against the wall. What I would like to see happening is that don't wait until that happens. Take it upon yourself to protect yourself, your family, and the overall community beforehand, because you're wise enough to see the lies and see through the deception and to see that the house of cards has already fallen. That's a wise person. Never neglect your wise decision. Walk away from that idle thought. Walk away from it. So this whole thing is really starting to ramp it up. And even if it doesn't happen tomorrow, the next day, or next day, we're much closer to it today than we were yesterday. So I would say continue to prepare, because the everyday person is working on margins. The system has already decided that they will pay you a slave's wage. But that still does not take away from your real wealth and capability. It's action. Your actions are your prosperity and your wealth. So make sure that you are taking care of yourself and your family and the overall community by preparing. Next article comes from New York Times. Very, very important article. And we're going to touch on to this today. China tries cure by committee for corporate debt hangover. With bankruptcies, particularly at state-owned companies, particularly taboo in China, and leaders forbid the CBRC from halting or recalling loans without notice, creditors committees are the vanguard of the monumental exercise. China's overall economy is imploding from its shadow banking and its debt. But here's what I want to tell you about that. Why is that so significant? I'm going to tell you why that's so significant. It was just this week that, It was just this week that the, let me think of this individual's name really quickly. From, I want to say it was, China's central bank. China's central bank head made a profound statement. And he made a profound statement about China. And China's central bank admitted that it has a debt problem. And it says that there's not going to be an easy solution to this, to that problem. Why was that so significant? When you hear that, people here in the United States that haven't, and I just use this as an example, people that tend to the mainstream media intend to have a false understanding of what these governments are really doing in how they engage in themselves. When China's central banker admitted China has a debt problem, and he gave a stark warning, let me tell you what he said. One sec. Sorry. What he said was that was so important. He said, I personally think the process is relatively midterm. It won't have very, very obvious results in the short term because of this existing stock or debt is very large. And he said that non-financial corporations' leverage is too high. What did he mean by that? He says China's debt is way too high. But what's really happening, ladies and gentlemen, that this was a asymmetrical play. You know why it was an asymmetrical play? If you've been listening to Tando Radio Show here on Financial Fridays, it was just for the past two Financial Fridays. Remember we were listening to what happened to the Weimar Republic in Germany as it started to unravel? You remember what happened there? It was something that was very, very important that happened that has everything to do with now because history is repeating itself. When China said, the Central Bank of China said that China's debt is too high, China's debt is a problem. They have a debt problem. And he said there's no easy solution. Let me tell you what he was really saying. He was telling you that the United States is done monetarily from its current existence and operation and what you have become accustomed to. But he said China had a debt problem and warned that it was a no easy solution. Well, back in the early 1900s, the Weimar Republic was a big debtor to the United States. They were exceedingly in debt to the United States. Then in the 20s, early 30s, the United States went through the Great Depression, and Weimar Republic, because they were dependent on the United States, because they were so dependent on the United States economically, when the U.S. had their depression, they collapsed. And when they collapsed, a cult group took over known as the Third Reich of Nazi Germany. The exact same thing is happening here. The Chinese central banker just gave you notice that China has a debt problem, but you have a debt death warrant that's been signed. Because China is one of the biggest lenders to the United States.
That's why I was about to ask you, Dave.
Yes.
Is what they're saying is, because I've known that, especially since 2001, that China was funding all of these wars that the United States was going, that, you know, through the treasury bonds, buying their treasury bonds and all of that. And then, yeah, then they turn around and fund their military adventurism all around the world. So what I interpret, and I'm glad you clarified, I interpret that is they about to unload the U.S. debt.
Yes.
That they
I'm
hold.
Sorry, Scott. I mean, I'm sorry. Finish what you were going to say. I'm sorry.
No, I was just. I was finished. I was just saying that what he's saying is they about to unload all this debt that they hold of the United States.
Yes. Just like the Weimar Republic. And I knew this was coming. That's why I wanted to play what happened with the Weimar Republic so you can see what's going to happen here. They keep repeating history because it worked so well before in the past. There's never been any organization that has been profitable that has gone out of business. Enslavement of people is big business. And because of that, they continue to do it. They just change the names. They change the marketing schemes. They change some of the product. But the overall foundation is still the same. Subjugation and enslavement. This is an asymmetrical way to untie for America to be the untied states of America instead of the United States of America. This has nothing to do with China at all. But see, because in what we get taught in school, we don't get taught in school to read between the lines and to seek out investigations to find education in what's going on. So this was a big red flag harem for those that understand what was really being said. He won't just come out and say that. No. Why would they? They have an asymmetrical approach to this whole thing. And in that asymmetrical approach, you give notice. Why is he giving notice? Who do you think he's giving notice to? He's not giving notice to the people here in the United States. He's giving notice to the rest of the world. And he's going to say that we are divesting ourselves from the United States and we're going to be open for business real soon here. In a way that we're going to set the terms and the conditions that business will be played by, the rules that business will be played by. And what do you think that's going to do to everybody else in the world? They're going to jump on board and follow the lead. This is why Iran is dropping the dollar in just 11 days. In just 5 days, the debt ceiling is sealed at $20 trillion. And they don't even have enough cash to last through the summer. Yeah, they'll come up with some other things, but this is what is really going on. This is very, very important. Very, very critical. This is a warning sign for you all, telling you exactly what's going to happen right now. You need to have some financial discipline and save what you worked so hard to acquire. For those of you, don't care who you are, for those of you that have been saving in cash, you need to be moving. Go to Prosperity Mint, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. I will respond to you or text me because it's just that important, because we have passed so many benchmarks that it's not even, there is no going back now. Protect yourself, protect your family, protect our community. Because the one thing about this whole system is that when you properly protect yourself, there isn't anything that they can do. And it's not anything that they could do. Yes, they can forcibly do certain things, but it's just too many people that you can hide within, and they're not going to. I'm going to give you this clue. They are not going to destroy the assets that they need to control people. They know all we have to do is just depopulate a few people and they will all come begging back to us. Those that protect themselves, they don't care about you. You're not that significant to them. You're the mosquito. You're the fly that flew away. They're worrying about all of the other sheeple that's decided to stay in the pen. Because if they focus on those of you that have left, then their attention will be only in one place because they gave you the appearance, and they give people the appearance that they are God, that they're the great creator, because they are a God, they are a demigod, and that they're omnipresent and omnipotent, that they're everywhere and all-powerful. That's the illusion, so that you'll sit within the confines of their control. And those that walk away from it, they don't care about. Let me tell you what they do care about. If you came up in their system, pledged allegiance to their system, took the deal that they gave you when you sold your soul to them, and then all of a sudden you change your mind and say, no, I don't want to do this anymore. When you've gone past the initial acceptance, you've had your rite of passage into their overall society, their overall fraternities. And then all of a sudden, if you have a change of heart, they want to stop your heart. But even then, they have to do that because of their weakness, not because of their strength. They have to have wars and famine because of their weakness, not because of their strength. Because without war, famine, subjugation, and enslavement, and without a financial system that they've created, that they hold a patent to, which is weak, without their system, they're not relevant. The system doesn't exist. So, make ready. Position yourself and your family. You will be fine. Will that give you any immunity from everything? No. But what it will do is that it will give you leverage for everything. It will give you leverage. And then that type of mentality will offer you other means just to deal with the events that will be coming before you. My man Scotty says, oh, you think you're going to get out the military when your contract is up in 2 months? Yeah, man. Yep. Sorry, lack of manpower will force us to extend your service. Yes. I'm going to tell you, real quick, Scotty sent me that, and we're going to get back to this, but very, very important. Let me tell you a story. That exactly happened to me when I was in the military. And as Brother Davis has said, Brother Davis said on Wednesday, and Jerry had said something about it yesterday. You know, we had went into the military because we were naive. We were schooled. And we weren't educated. And we went there because of different reasons. Economic reasons was the underlying thing, but different people do different things for different reasons. Then once we got in there, we realized something real quickly, that this doesn't resonate with me at all. And I have nothing against the individuals within the military, because they actually know a whole lot more, and are, because they see so much more. They see past the lies, especially with depending on what they do in the military, especially. They really do. So what happened to me was, while I was in the military, it was time for Desert Shield, and I was getting out. I got out. A friend of mine got out a month before me. I got out 2 months after him. He got recalled in to go back in because, you know, he was still under his EAS. Was up, so he was able to get out. He discharged, but he was still in the reserves. And like Scotty just said, they called him back up, was about to send him overseas. Then they had a change of heart. They let him go. Oh, they let him go because he said he had an illness or something. He's like, and I'm going to tell you something real quick. I didn't mean to get off subject, but if once you get out and you get free, depending on how you resonate, man, you do anything not to go back. And he was coming up with all kinds. He was not going back. So they let him back out. And there's a lot of people that have. The military has been, think about it, they've been engaged in their longest war ever. Right now. The longest war ever. They've exhausted many people. They've exhausted the overall pool of talent. They've exhausted the overall pool of individuals. This is why they now set up the perfectly where they can say with great plausible deniability that we need women now. Because we've overextended ourselves because of the long wars that we've been engaged in. We need to take the women now. And you already know how I feel about that. A land without men is occupied. It means somebody's going to come in and rule you by force. A land without women is barren, meaning you won't exist. So it's ramping up, and those in the military, my energy is with those of you that resonate highly, and may you find the means to protect yourselves and those that resonate as equally about you. And I will be glad when, and I mean to go off on this, but I will be glad when we realize that everything that we've been told and everything that we've been schooled in has been nothing more than a, because this is a family show, a darn lie. And we have to stop lying to ourselves about it. It offers us nothing that is meaningful or meaningfully good. So true, Scotty. So true. So check out that article. Next article, let me move through this real quick. Rod sent from the Business Insider, Bitcoin super spike to an all-time high. Then it came back down today because the ETF was is up in the air, and it'll come back. They'll get an ETF for it. So check out that article. Next article, Rod sent from CBC News. Wow, I didn't see this one until I just logged on, and Rod said these banks do the same stuff. First, Wells Fargo, now TD Bank. They all do this. Well, well, the truth hasn't been exposed yet. And it says, I was forced to lie to customers. Zero focus on ethics. We do it because our jobs are at stake. TD bankers admit to breaking the law for fears of being fired. The ubiquitous fraud. Our first show was about the ubiquitous fraud in the financial markets and how they're going to start to make themselves. And once they start admitting this, ladies and gentlemen, it tells you how close you are to the overall push over the cliff. A CBC report earlier this week about TD employees pressured to meet high sales revenue goals has touched off a firestorm of reaction from TD employees across the country, some of whom admitted they have broken the law at the customer's expense in a desperate bid to meet sale targets and keep their job. Let me just say this. I understand. I know. But this is what the system always do. They'll have you do a job that's unethical, immoral. And then what you'll say is that I was just doing my job. and then have it done from small things and then gradually grow it to where it will just be your job to randomly murder people. I was just following orders, is the common phrase. This is why we must resonate with a much greater spirit and energy. Next article comes from the 10th Amendment, 10th Amendment Central Blog. Paper is not money, it's fraud. Ron Paul testifies in support of Arizona House Bill 2014. And I said, see where this is going. Here it is. Arizona committee, we're going to read this. Arizona committee passed bills to treat gold and silver as money, removing capital gain taxes from it. And we're going to take a look at this article today. So let me see. Did I miss anything else? I think I did. Yes. Very, very important article. And this one is from BART.org. And it didn't pull up for me. Let me 1 second. And this is where we're going to start. And it was the forbidden history, Glass-Steagall, the central banking regulation. And the celebrity figurehead, Donald Trump, Spicer said that they were going to get rid of Wall Street, basically, and go back to Glass-Steagall. That has major ramifications. Glass-Steagall is where we should be. We should have never left from. But you get the Glass-Steagall, ladies and gentlemen, because you're going to go through a collapse, a major collapse that's going to make the Great Depression look like somebody dropped their lunch money. That's how you get the Glass-Steagall, and this is where it's going. So huge, huge, huge. So we got an article there. There's a couple of things that definitely want to read into Dick. So we will get to that definitely in today's show. Today's show title is Part 2, Pensions, Banking, Monetary, Trade, and Wars Equal the Demise of the United States of the USA Incorporated. It is definitely here, ladies and gentlemen. Make ready, and you will do fine. Let's do this real quick. Let's take a quick commercial break. Scotty, let's run it just a little bit early. Then we'll come back, and I'll jump right into this stuff. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on a conversation, there's actually three things I want to read real quick. Well, we want to go over Glass-Steagall. We want to go over a couple of other things, and then we come back out of the break. I'll tell you what they are, and we'll jump right into them, and then we'll get to your calls or for questions or comments. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, hit **. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And we're going to jump right into today's show. There's a lot there. There was one article that I didn't get to. It's from the Dallas Evening Post. I think it was Dallas Morning News, talking about the pension for the police and fire department here, and how they're trying to save it. They're not going to be able to save it, and it's going to happen throughout the country, and it's not just their pension, it's everyone's pensions is tied in this whole thing. So this is also a part of the show today. I don't know where, oh, there it is. I just missed it. Okay. This came from DallasNews.com, and it says, will plan save the Dallas Police Fire pension system? You have that article posted. This is all a part of today's show. This is the pensions and everything else, investments, all of these things, all ties in the U.S., all investment vehicles in the U.S. are going to go through a major contraction. Some will be constricted until suffocation. And these are the things that you need to know and prepare for. So with that being said, there's a couple of major articles I want to take a look at for you all. But if you have some questions or comments, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025.
Quick question.
There was an article we posted. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Quick question. I don't know if you if you saw the video that I tagged you in BTR community, but, you know, we don't have to say names because I don't want people to accuse us of being haters or nothing like that. So, but anyway, we talked about this before about a stock market. Now, where are these pensions and stuff invested?
Yep, and mutual funds and sovereign wealth funds and prisons and everything that in treasuries and
but it, isn't, everything. Isn't a lot of it affected by what happens on the stock market?
Oh, well, without a doubt, the stock market, the commodities, the Forex, yes, definitely.
So this person,
the banking,
was,
yes.
This person was, a question was submitted to them, and I wonder if they actually are listeners of Tando Radio Show that submitted this question. But the question was asked of this individual who's been promoting the stock market if investing in the stock market is akin to gambling.
What was their response?
I haven't had time to watch the video, but I will go out on the limb and say, since they selling, you know, tickets to their classes on stock market, that they said, no, it's not gambling. I didn't watch it, but
yeah. Right. I'm gonna check that out and see too. I wouldn't be surprised. It probably was somebody from Tando Radio Show or Black Talk Radio Network. So, yeah, I definitely will check that out. And let me tell you one of the things about the whole setup. How do they get the everyday, how do they get Main Street to buy the lie? They say, see, ooh, they have continuous bombardment. It's just like the hot, heavy rotation on the radio. They keep saying how high the stock market is going up, how high it's going up, it's going up, it's going up. And everybody thinks, ooh, I'm missing out on something. I'm missing out on something. How does the stock market work? How does it really work? Nobody knows. Because the only people that really know how it really works are the ones that control the algorithms. They tell everybody else a lie. You know how many of these corporation books are cooked? And what do I mean by that for those that may not know? When you hear the term cooked books, in the financial means that their overall checkbook, their investment book, the overall barometer of the health of their business, they're lying about it. They cooked them. They cooked them up to lie and to whatever it is that they want to do.
Do you think
all
they,
of them?
Do you think you just read an article about what Wells Fargo was doing and what's this other bank, TD what?
TD Bank.
Now, do you think that their books were cooked based on this fraudulent behavior that was going on?
I'm sorry, I missed you, Scotty. What happened? My earpiece fell out. What'd you say?
I said, now that we know that their profits have been driven by fraud, I mean, how reliable do you think those books are?
Exactly. Those books are, not, and see, this is the whole thing. They've been telling them the lie. The mid-level managers have been told to lie by the upper management, and then the upper echelon has been telling them the lie and go on and go. They're lying on all levels. And this is the thing, is that lies are great until the truth stands next to it. And this is, I think this is a major problem that we have. We uphold too many lies, and we expect a truthful relationship with the ecosystem, with the great creator, and it's impossible. It's impossible. You're built off of, your image is an image of a lie. The image that you were created in has been built off of a lie. So very, 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 very important. So it's huge. And it's not just them. It's all of them. You're going to start to see all of this start to unravel. All of this is going to start to unravel. And it's going to be a small bank it's going to be a small country that's going to expose something real, a real big lie, and it's going to take off. And then the other larger countries are going to jump in, and it's all going to point to one place, the target, the USA Inc. is where it's going to point to. So be ready. So, man, this is getting deep. So check this out. There's an article I posted earlier this week that's very, very telling and very, very important. And I'm glad Roz posted this. I didn't get to talk about it, but here it is. Posted this, I think, on Wednesday it was posted. Go back and check it out. Now, article was this. Exclusive: Mexico cancels sugar export permits to the United States in trade dispute. Here's the article. Mexico has canceled existing sugar export permits to the United States in a dispute over the pace of shipments, according to a letter sent by Reuters. That's not why. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize that there are a lot of countries throughout the world that are no longer taking the U.S. dollar? And by not taking the U.S. dollar, they no longer want to have trade relationships with the U.S. But guess what? There's a void now that's there. The next time you go to the supermarket, look at the produce, the fruits and vegetable aisles, and count how many labels you see that say made in Mexico. And some of you want, not some of you, and then people here have the audacity to think that they want to kick Mexico out. Okay, cool. Kick them out, and they take all of their resources with them. See where your butt is then. And then the overall greatest food basket in this country is under threat of flooding, to be flooded out. Coincidence? No. An act of engagement? Yes. So check out this article. Before we go back to the article, here's the key. Mexico is not sending, they say that they want to over disputed pace of shipments. No, that's a politically correct way to say that we're not sending as much to you anymore. We're going to send it somewhere else. Who do you think that they're going to send it to? A nation that has a billion in population, known as China, known as other trade partners, known as Iran, known as Russia, known as the BRIC nations. They're going to move their overall exports to go to those countries. And there were so many people here that were saying, yeah, make America great again. Don't even realize that that means that you're going to be put in a concentration camp, a FEMA camp, and you're going to lose the quality of life and standard of living that you didn't deserve because you really didn't work for it. It was a poison pill. It was a vaccination filled with ingredients of destruction. So, article says, to a dispute, in Mexico has canceled their existing sugar export permits to the United States. This is major. In a dispute over the pace of shipments, according to a letter seen by Reuters, and a flare-up in industrial sources say could temporarily disrupt supplies. The letter sent by the Mexican sugar chamber to mill on Monday, that was this past Monday, partially blames the situation on unfiltered positions at the U.S. State, at the U.S. Department of Commerce. Move this down. Which has said is has led to logistical interpretations of the rules with no U.S. counterparts in place in Washington for Mexico officials to negotiate with. The cancellations are the latest dispute of a year-long trade row between Mexico, the United States, The United States' top foreign official supplier of sugar. The United States' top foreign supplier of sugar, and its neighbors at the time when it came when cane refineries are struggling with price and tight supplies, U.S. industry sources said. Goes on to say, the development also comes as ties between the United States and Mexico have frayed under the U.S. President Donald Trump, who took office in January and wants to recast the North American Free Trade Agreement as he sees the trade deal true to favor Mexico. And let me just say this. Let me stop right there. Ted, so you wanted to get rid of NAFTA, not realizing that this is what the U.S. This is what the system always do. They get you addicted to something, then they take it away from you. What have they gotten American people addicted to by an underhanded way? A quality of life and standard of living by colonization and stealing assets and enslaving people throughout the world through their overall dollar hegemony, military threats, and their military colonialization. That no longer works. Your military can't do what it's done before in the past. You don't have the geopolitical or economic standing that you had before in the past. You're not relevant anymore. And that whole standard of living, you paid so little, and I'm not, this is everybody here. Every person here paid so little for things that other people throughout the world had to, just for 80 to 90% of their overall income was going to just to food and housing. They were paying 2 weeks, 2 and 3 weeks earnings for 2 and 3 meals. Why is that disparity there? Because that's the system taking from one, giving to another on a balanced scale, where it's unevenly yoked because they have the base of the scale in their hand. It teeters how they move the scales. I'm going to teeter it the other way. Article continues. U.S. sugar from Mexico. Mexico is the top foreign supplier to the United States. It coveted 12 million tons of sugar market, where the government doles out quotas to about 40 sugar productive companies each year through a program. Mexico is due to ship about one-third of the U.S. import supply this year. And it gives a chart that's there. The move affects 54 permits and 23 mills, which was told to Reuters without specifying how much sugar that encompassed. Existing permits would be reissued in April, the letter said. Officials from Mexico's sugar chamber declined comment, while a spokesman in the United States Department of Commerce did not respond immediately. The letter was described as absurd, and interpreted by low-level U.S. Commerce Department officials of a clause in the so-called suspended agreement. The dispute centers on an interpretation of how the Mexican government issues export license to ensure suppliers enter the United States at regulated pace. meaning that they bring it here at a regulated time, because the just-in-time delivery system needs that, because then they mirrored that and they calibrated that to the U.S. System. So if Mexico's system is not if they don't follow that same pace, they actually cause the overall engine to fail. And what does the engine fail mean, ladies and gentlemen? That means the food supply chain here is disrupted. It's not just going to be sugar. It's going to be so much more. So this dude, Donald Trump, was bragging how he was so tough on Mexico. Yeah, you was yelling and screaming. Mexico whispered. And guess who they whispered to? They whispered in China's ear. Got that sugar. Got a problem. I got sugar. You need sugar. What do you think happened? A deal was struck. And the deal that was struck was to divest themselves of the United States. Why? Because the United States had created the conditions and the environment for hate. It was a setup. The whole thing was set up. They had the immigration flood into this country by way of the setup, because they knew what they were going to do in 2017 and 2018, 2019 and 2020. By 2025, the United States will no longer exist the way that it is right now. It probably will. You will see a marked change in this country by 2020. By 2018, 2019, you will start to see, and it will be so apparent to the everyday person, of the economic distress that you've actually been placed in, that the trap has been sprung. So I wanted to read that real quick. There's a couple of other ones we need to get to. Don't want to spend too much time there. This is the trade war, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to lead to a shooting war. Who do you think Mexico is going to align with? They're going to align with China, Russia, Iran.
Dave, I just had a quick thought.
Country.
You just gave me a quick thought, random thought. Remember when China said that we'll fund your enemies? And,
yep.
And I thought about black people. But now you got me thinking undocumented immigrants.
Yep. Yep. But they're not just going to go there. They're going to fund all. The whole world is going to fund the overall enemies of the United States. Let me just say this real quick, ladies and gentlemen. It has nothing to do with the imaginary lines on the piece of paper. It has everything to do that subjugation and enslaving of people is big business. They have no loyalty to any of the divided lines that they put on the map. They hate everybody. And the love for power is for them to indulge in at all costs. Their family, their mama, brothers, their sister, definitely you. Definitely you. This is the system. And this is the system working perfectly. So, Mexico is an oil-producing nation as well. Mexico, per average, they have more natural resources, three times the natural resources of the United States. If you really look at where United States, some of its most valuable land assets are in areas that Mexico once controlled after the great Caliphian societies in the Olmecs. Now, it's controlled by the United States. Those lines are controlled by the United States. But it's going to change again. Is going to change again. So I wanted to hit you with that. Next article that we need to check out real quickly. Very, very important one. Let me look at, very, very important one. This is about Glass-Steagall. They had Glass-Steagall temporarily because they knew what they were going to do. Let me give you a real quick brief what Glass-Steagall is and why it was so important. Glass-Steagall prevented banks from stealing your deposits. They don't have Glass-Steagall anymore, so they could steal your deposits. That's the short, the real quick what that really means. Now they're talking about going back to Glass-Steagall. They even said that in the White House press conference yesterday. They go back. See, they're talking about going back to Glass-Steagall, ladies and gentlemen, because they know they're about to go through a great economic collapse. Because the only way that you can go back to Glass-Steagall is that you have to have a collapse of your complete monetary system that has been built up off of Dodd-Frank, has been built up off of all of the other deregulations and everything else, built up off of to where when you deposit cash into a bank, it's no longer yours, it's theirs, because now you are investing in the bank, the investment. So let me read this article to you, very, very important. It tells you how close and where these things are going. They're going to collapse this system and then say they got the solution to it all. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? They never had the solutions. They always had the controlling levers, like a puppet on the string. They pull this arm, that leg, turn this head, then the waist here. They make the puppet dance. And that's what's happening here. So this article, and this comes from, it's named The Forbidden History, Glass-Steagall, Essential Banking Regulations, Wall Street. Wall Street is very angry that Trump wants to restore Glass-Steagall accounts. No more bailouts for greedy bankers. These bankers, they are all in this together. That's the perception for you, because what this really means in order to get there is that they got to have the crisis, the conflict and the crisis, and then you'll beg them for a solution. They'll say, oh, we have the solution. We got Glass-Steagall. My man Scotty says, wasn't the Mexican Revolution had to do with American oil companies meddling in Mexico? Yep. Roosevelt. Spanish-American War and the Mexican Revolution. Yep. All of that. Went into the bushes. All of that. It's huge. It's huge. Check this out. Okay, here we go. Real quick. Let me pull this up. The central struggle since the inception of the Republic, you're talking about the United States, has been about the control of money. Since the U.S. Constitution clearly defines coinage, the object of the mercantile elite was to circumvent the laws and establish a national bank. Woe to any defender of President Andrew Jackson for abolishing of the second bank of the United States and rendering the bankers in his place. Move this down. This victory of the common man was utterly betrayed when the Federal Reserve Central Bank was instituted with all of the ills of fractional reserve banking. Since the treason, the country was placed completely under the bondage yoke of debt-created money. Let me stop there. Debt-created cash is how this should read. They didn't have debt-created money. They had debt-created cash. In the age of J.P. Morgan, the Jackal of Jekyll Island was about to implement the Rothschild scheme of insuring of money by a private bank. With the passage of the 1913 Federal Reserve Act, the inevitable reduction in purchasing value of the Federal Reserve note, a dollar, and increasing the national debt provided the backdrop for the conditions that resulted in Black Tuesday, October the 29th, 1929, That was the Great Depression, the mark of the Great Depression. Well, see, they did that because they were getting rid of Germany. See, everybody think that the United States went through a Great Depression because of the stock market and all that. No, they did that to divest themselves of Germany, who used to be the beacon of freedom in Germany. Before, in the Weimar Republic, they had civil rights. They allowed people to marry whoever they wanted to marry, men, women, whatever they wanted to do. They had liberal. They had all of these other things. They gave them that false illusion that they were free, so that they knew what they were going to do. They were going to create the overall climate and atmosphere for people to celebrate their overall freedom and liberation, when that was the trap. What did they do? Came in and stole everything from Germany. Same thing they're going to do here. It goes on. The need to establish government regulations to restore public confidence was obvious. Given the closing down, the Fed, the crown jewel of the money changers, was not politically promised possible. The Glass-Steagall Act was enacted. An act the U.S. Congress passed in 1933 as the Banking Act, which prohibited commercial banks from participating in investment banking. The Glass-Steagall Act also created the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. And I want you to remember this. It's a corporation, ladies and gentlemen. They lied to you right then and there to give you a false sense of security so that you would have blind faith. Blind faith is always the first step to genocide. Because the Federal this is just me. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation is a corporation just like the United States. What do corporations do? They'll lie and steal and cheat and do whatever they got to do to maintain their overall position. Which guarantees banks' deposits up to a specific limit. The act also created the Federal Open Market Committee and introduced Regulation Q, which prohibits banks from paying interest on demand deposits and cap interest rates on other deposits. It was repealed in 2011. The Glass-Steagall Act primary objective was twofold. One, to stop the unprecedented run on the banks and restore public confidence in the United States banking system. I hate to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, once they established the economic system itself, they became the money changers. And once they changed the money from what had intrinsical value to something that has no intrinsical value at all, it doesn't matter how pretty the pig or how much makeup that they put on the pig, it's still a pig. And it's going to waddle and in its mess. It's a facade. It's a trick. It's a lie. It's a farce. It's ubiquitous fraud. Yes, Glass-Steagall was needed, but Glass-Steagall itself is fraudulent because it still upholds a banking regulation by the way in which the system created it. Double play. So it goes on to say, it was twofold to stop the unprecedented run on the banks. What's the run on the banks? The banks don't have the overall deposits that you give them and what they say they have. They're cooking their books. So if everybody that has a bank account was to run to the, and they say that they don't have it because they've invested it here. No, that's not true. No, they don't have it. It doesn't exist. It's a farce. It's digital inputs. And it's nothing more than something that has no intrinsical value, and they gave it intrinsical value. Just because they say it is true doesn't make it believable or be the truth. They say cash is money. It's not. They can create it as long as they got a printing press and as long as they got a computer. They can always say we got money, and they don't have a dime. So when there's a run on a bank, that means everybody that has an account at that bank, runs to the bank because they're trying to beat the person behind them and they're trying to get in the person in front of them to get to the window to withdraw all of their, and this is what they're going to say, I want my money. And I say, fine, we'll give you your money because it ain't money. Or even worse, nope, closed. So that's what Glass-Steagall was put into place for. And and it says to give public confidence. Why did they need public confidence, ladies and gentlemen? Because they wanted you to continue to have faith and fidelity in the banking system so that when the banking system wanted to smack you down at any time in the near future, you would be ripe for the falling. They weren't just talking about in 1930, they weren't establishing rules and regulations and law for the people of that time. They were doing it for you. And right now they're doing things right now for your, for those that you have yet not named. This is how they invest. They invest forward. We look 2 weeks, 2 days, and 3 hours ahead. They look hundreds of years ahead. Because they've been doing this for a long time. They've been doing this for millions of years. So it goes on to say, you're going to be real familiar with Glass-Steagall here soon enough. When these bank lines and the overall the economic purge happens here in the United States. So here it goes. The article went on to say, and to serve the link between commercial and investment banking that were believed to have a responsibility for the was believed to be responsible for the 1929 market crash. The rationalization for seeking the separation was the conflict of interest that rose when banks were engaging in both commercial and investment banking, and the tendency of such banks to engage in excessive speculative activities. Let me stop right there. It says everything right there. They got rid of Glass-Steagall. For all of you hardcore Democrats that's been running around mad at Trump and everything else, it was Clinton who got rid of Glass-Steagall. Let me tell you why they got rid of Glass-Steagall. Because they knew that they were going to need a reason to bring it back and say, oh, we got the solution to this problem. Did you hear what they said here? The reason for the 1929 crash was because of commercial banking and investment banking were colluding together. They had collusion. No, that's not the reason why that it happened. See, if we continue to buy their stories and we continue to read their narrative and we continue to give energy to what they say, they will stay in charge. The real reason why the 1929 depression happened, and the real reason why this next one is going to happen, the demise of an empire, there's a difference between a depression and an empire fall. All empires fall. It's because it is. They wanted to. They needed to maintain power. And then they're going to give you the narratives. They're going to tell you what language you're supposed to speak, what country you're supposed to come from, where you're supposed to get your passport, your social security number. They're going to tell you all the rules that you're supposed to live by, because then you are living for them. And they lie to you because they have the ability to write the narrative in their books of lies. Listen, y'all, get ready to go to a commercial break. Listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
And live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we're going to just finish this real quick because we're running out of time. A couple of things I want to bring to your notice. When you start to hear this Glass-Steagall brought back, yes, Glass-Steagall sounds right. It sounds like it's the solution to everything else. But guess what? You're going to be doing the exact same things and expecting a different result. And you know what that makes you. You know what that makes us. Glass-Steagall sounds good. Just because it's good, don't make it right. It ain't right. Glass-Steagall was put in a place because they didn't want investment banks and commercial banks to come together. Basically this, they didn't want you to go to a bank thinking that it was a commercial bank where your deposits, you own your deposits. And we read here where that letter was sent to people that they could close your account and not give you your cash back. Why? Because they got rid of Glass-Steagall. Glass-Steagall prevented that. So since Glass-Steagall prevents them from that, they're going to allow 30, 40, 50 years, 80 years of not having Glass-Steagall or 20 years of not having Glass-Steagall to build up all of the momentum for fraud, for fraud and theft and subjugation. And then at a point when they say, yo, this is all wrong, they're going to push the button and there's a button that they have on their desk that says collapse the common man's economy. And they push that button. And when that button gets pushed, you have either depressions, economic strife, calamity, and human liberty is destroyed. Then they go over to, they let the pain go throughout the whole world and or whoever the targeted area is. They let the pain go all through it. And then at the appropriate time when the people start to beg and they get on their knees and they give them a burnt offering of the cities burning, and they give them their children. They sacrifice their children by ways of war. They let their daughters and their sons go off in the war. You didn't even realize that when you were reading these different books that they were telling you what they were going to be doing to you because you were going to be serving them as God. These are the burnt sacrifices, and the aroma is going to reach them. These are all physical things that a physical being responds to. And then from the chafing and the burning of the cities, from the rioting and the anarchy that's there, it's a savory aroma. And they told you in an old movie, it was known as Apocalypse Now, when there's some one dude came, like, I don't know what the actor's name, he said, when they dropped a napalm, forgot what the quote is. One of y'all may forget what it is from the Apocalypse Now. One when the one actor dropped the bomb in Vietnam. Famous. I had it. I forgot it just that quick. Nothing like napalm in the morning. Something like that. Telling you what they're doing. They're gonna have these cities burning.
Was that Westmoreland?
What's that? What was it?
You're talking about that movie with
Francis Ford Coppola movie.
Yes.
I
just had the actor's name, one of the main actors in that. He dead now. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. His son had the murder trial in L.A. With the Godfather was in it.
I can't think of it.
I can't even. Well, it's nothing like napalm in the morning. That's what he said. It's nothing like napalm in the morning.
Good morning, Vietnam.
No, it wasn't Good Morning, Vietnam. It was Apocalypse Now, Brother Bragg.
Okay.
Marlon Brando. Marlon Brando.
Yeah. It was that one.
Yeah, Marlon Brando was the actor.
Marlon Brando. Right.
Yeah, the one with Marlon Brando in it. See, and this is the thing.
He lost it.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. This is the thing. That savory sacrificial burnt offering that they want to smell is power to them. When the cities burn and the bodies burn and all and everything, in it, that means that they are even in more control like never before. And then what they'll do, they'll go to the other side of that desk and they'll push another button to call for calm. They're going to give civil liberties. They're going to give civil rights. This is a game that we've been foolishly been playing from, and it's not even a matter of ignorance. We played it from a callous mind. We got my man, Brother Bragg. Brother Bragg, do you want to say something?
Oh, no, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay. Let me, So that's what their overall plan is. And they write it in books because only men can write books, ladies and gentlemen. Dossiers. Churchill said it best. History will be kind to England because England will write it. They've been writing the demise of every person on this planet for millions of years.
I just posted a quote I came across, Dave, from Harry S. Truman. And he said that there is nothing new except for the history you don't know.
Well said. There is nothing new other than the history that you don't know. That is so true. This is all putting together. I'm going to go to Roz in a minute. Man, well, that was great. Hold on, Roz. See, Glass-Steagall sounds good, but it's just as morally corrupt because they came up with it. Everything that they give you, they never give you anything. They only steal your sovereignty and self-determination. That's the agenda. Glass-Steagall was so that you could prevent investment bankers bankers that go into Wall Street, go into the Forex market with your cash that you deposited with them that is no longer yours. The Seventh Circuit Court decided that in 2013 or 12, saying that whenever you deposit cash into the bank, it's no longer yours. It's theirs. They don't have to give it back to you because it's an investment bank because Clinton got rid of Glass-Steagall. So what does that mean? Every time you deposit at a bank, it's subject, your principal is subject to market laws, like all disclosures that they give on financial stuff. They tell you what they're doing. So what happened with Glass-Steagall, Glass-Steagall prevented to where you would have a commercial bank where you would go to a bank and those funds would always be there. The only thing that they were supposed to be able to do is take that cash and lend it out to other people and other businesses for a business loan or a personal loan or a mortgage or a car loan. It could not go into an investment. They couldn't commingle those things. And one of the things, this is why it's so important that you know all of the rules so that you can legally break them. The Glass-Steagall itself is a farce. So now why are they talking about Glass-Steagall? Because the investment banks is about to explode and there's going to be a need for a solution. That's why. So we got a couple of callers, that's in queue. We got Roz. We're going to go to Roz. Then we're going to go to Brother Bragg. And then we're going to go back to Scotty or jump in at any time, Scotty. Go ahead, Roz.
Peace, Brother Dave, Brother Scotty, Brother Bragg. Great show again. What you've been talking about is very interesting. When you were talking about cooking the books, it reminds me of the extremely famous show called Breaking Bad. Because part of what happened was his wife, the guy's wife, main character's wife in the movie, was cooking the books for her boss. And her boss had gotten caught up with the feds in regards to his criminal activity that he was hiding through cooking the books. So the wife actually took about 160 grand from her husband, who was selling methamphetamines, and he was a chemistry teacher in a high school with cancer, and he was basically selling drugs in order to pay for his medical bills and amass money to leave to his kids and his wife. So she took about 160 grand to pay off the taxes for the guy so that she wouldn't end up going to jail because she was involved in the financial aspects of him cooking the books. So he took the money and went out and bought all kinds of cars and whatnot. And she ended up having some goons actually paralyze the dudes messing around. So when you said cook the books, you made me think about that, like, immediately because it stood out. And the other thing you dropped that was serious was when you're talking about the guaranteed on-time delivery system not working when you know, the stuff hits the fan. And it really made me think, because when you talked about things happening today being a repeat of what happened in the past, it made me think of the Holocaust. There's a good book called The Holocaust Hoax by a guy named Victor Thorne, a white author who they just killed off. I think it was like in 2015 or 20, I think it was 2015 or 2014 that he was killed. But ultimately in the book, he discusses the fact that what really killed the victims of the Holocaust was disease and famine, because the Allied forces had bombed all of the roads that they would get their deliveries as far as their medicine and as far as their as far as their food. So what happened was they died off basically because they had lice. The Jews had lice, and lice carried the disease that was actually killing them. I think it was listeria or something weird like that. But they were actually being killed off by disease and famine. And the Zyklon B that the Jews claim was used to gas them was actually used to delouse them. And you can look that up online. Zyklon B used to delouse the Jews, and it would come right up. They weren't gassed with it. That was the gas they used to actually remove the lice so that they would not get that disease and it would not continue to spread amongst the people they were holding captive. So, again, once that system stops working, the people here will die of starvation. You understand what I'm saying? The same way that it happened over there. The difference, the narrative that they're telling to the, that they have told to the public since the Holocaust happened, is completely different to what really happened. So if you look that up, you'll see they were never gassed with any Zyklon B. They were actually cleansed. They were trying to keep them alive, because ultimately they were not killing the Jews. They had them enslaved at the concentration camp. No different than the concentration camp they have here. And a couple of weeks ago, they were talking about the people that ICE has been capturing and holding. They've been holding them at concentration camps, and they've been doing hard labor. So, I mean, really, they're testing what's going to happen to the American public or the so-called foreigners and the illegals that they've been kidnapping and putting in confinement. So thank you very much for a great show.
Expanding it. Exactly, Brother Ross. Exactly. Well, well said. Yes. And this is – we put this show together for you to see what has happened in the past to show that they're – and so that we would break this – the sense that we have that they're omnipotent and they're all powerful and they're everywhere. They're weak. They're weak. And the past proves that they're weak because they keep repeating it. Scotty just gave from that quote from Truman was phenomenal. It's so true. We got Brother Bragg that's in crew. Great call as always, Rod. We got Brother Bragg and crew. Go ahead, Brother Bragg.
Peace. Hey, look, Raz, you know you threw me all the way off, because you know what? Now you talk about these industrialists that back these people in that work camp.
Yes.
And look, they bombed certain places, and they didn't bomb certain places. And certain places wasn't bombed like Ford Motor Company. They supplied the vehicles that were running all through Germany at the time. This is the trucks that the Germans would fly. The planes that the Germans would use, they had special additive that they needed for their engines. They were getting that from Ford. They were financed by American industrialists. But that's not what I wanted to say. Raz messed me up with that one, because, man, we can get deep with that one. But the other thing, whenever you sign the line at the bank, when they tell you to sign that account, that line's got words on it. You can't see it, but if you would take a magnifying, you're actually giving your money away when you're signing that dotted line. It's the crazy thing I was reading and some stuff. And I was like, what they say, if you take a magnifying glass and hit that line, it's for educational purposes. If you magnify that line got words on it. You sign the contract when you sign that line. And if the bank was a thief, it would take you 99 to 100 years to recover your losses. They have that much time.
Yeah, the FDIC doesn't have to pay you for 99 years. And the thing about the FDIC is the FDIC doesn't have any cash. It does. One major bank goes down in the United States, the FDIC can't fund it. It's the Federal Deposit Incorporation. It's a corporation.
And the other thing, Dave, I was arguing with somebody older than me 2 days ago about what you were saying. I know they got probably mad savings, and I was telling them, look, you need to flip that savings up out that bank. Take yourself down. Get you some gold or silver. If you don't know where to get it, I can put you in contact with somebody. And they argue with me left and right. Why would you do that? I'm like, well, if they decide to pull a plug on you, what you going to do? well, why would they? I really couldn't get them to rationalize. And then I went,
why would they do that?
I'm saying, but see, people, man, look, I was telling you, I know you don't have more than 10 days worth of food in this house, but you should have at least 30, 60 to 90 days worth of water and food in case something was to happen. You wouldn't have to leave your house in a mad rush to survive. You know, all the people don't want to get caught up in that mad, you know, that madness, because it's going to be madness if that goes down. You know, hopefully it won't go down. I won't ever speak that kind of thing into existence, but I'm just saying. But people don't believe that. I told you one day when we were on the phone talking real quick, I was at the bank paying my mortgage when a young lady had came in. She had come in the morning and she had put like $40-some hundred in. So she came back to get $50-some hundred. They wouldn't give her no money. She was tripping. She was like, I'm buying a car. The only reason I set the money down because the lady was like, oh, let me talk to you. And I was going to talk to her. She was like, she was talking to me for a minute, but I didn't want to, you know, sometimes you got, you know, you don't let anybody know what's inside your head.
Right. I'm with you.
You know, but I was just tripping, but they would not give her loot. And this is what I was trying to convey to this gentleman I was talking to. I say, this is your hard-earned cash, but what if you need it right now? He couldn't get past me telling him, in the first place, why is your dividends go to somebody before they come to you? That bank wouldn't send them to you first, and then you give them that. And then we got in a big argument like that. He couldn't see the rationale. Why are you sending your money to a first, you got an intermediary in between you and your asset. Now, it's a fiat, but it's your fiat. Why are you sending it to somebody first? If you give somebody control of your fiat, he couldn't really grasp what I'm saying.
It's a foreign language, Brother Bragg, because everything that media, everything that is mass propaganda, the schools, mass media, everything reinforces cream, cash rules everything around me. They got nice commercials. They got movies. This is what you're supposed to do. Everybody wants to be told what to do. Nobody really wants to. I always say this. Everybody wants a slave. Nobody wants to be one. But I mean, interrupt. Go ahead, Brother Bragg.
No. But you know what? Because while you're talking, Dave, you're making me sit here. Hey, protect your neck. Protect that dome. You know what I'm saying? And not feel what I'm saying. You're not protecting yourself when you leave your assets out there for somebody else to ravage them when you need them. And that's what I was trying to get him to see. You letting your stuff go through, or you got an intermediary in between. It's like you having an intermediary in between you and your creator. What intermediary do you need? Just your consciousness to put you on the same level with your creator. What do you need a third party for? You don't even know what that third party is taking you to. Who's intermediary in what direction? To what degree? You know what I'm saying? I don't even want to get into religion. I'm just saying.
No, it's the truth, brother Brad. Why in the world would you need a lawyer, an advocate for you, with the great creator, and the great creator created you? That's the lie that's told to you because it don't exist. You need a lawyer in the corporation of the United States, because that gives, by you buying that system and that mentality, you give credence and you give energy to the In God We Trust they put on a Federal Reserve note.
Hey, Dave, and this is one more thing, I'm gonna chill. I also told him this. The last act that Kennedy did was the act that got Kennedy killed. Kennedy reinstated the gold and the silver, and he reprinted money, had a whole bunch of stuff done. But once they took him out, he signed that bill like 5 days later, I think they took him out. That money that he had, the silver and stuff he had coming out, never circulated. But the bill was passed. Now, if you do some checking, you're going to find out that law is still in effect. Gold and silver is in effect because of his bill. But just like a whole bunch of other laws in this country, they just overlook laws they don't want to. And I read somewhere, any law that's an unjust law, you treat it like it's not a law. And this is how these people operate. They feel it's unjust.
Any unjust law has no legal standing.
Exactly. But they treat legitimate laws that way.
But see, that's why I think it's important for you to be the great judge in of laws. You don't need your honor and all that other stuff in this, man. It's just so much we could go. And as always, Brother Bragg, you get me going.
Equity and civil. You just got to think about Roman law, equity and civil law, which is the law of kings and the law of tyrants. Now, let me stop right there because that's a whole nother piece.
Yeah, we got to get that. We got to get to that one, Brother Bragg. We're going to do that. Listen, everyone, we got to get ready to get out of here. But I think we got no, we don't. Scotty, did you have anything else before we get out of here?
No, except for we will be airing Race Treaty tonight at 9 o'clock.
Okay. Right. Race Treaty coming on tonight at 9 o'clock. So definitely you want to check that out. And there's another article I wanted to get to, but we'll get to it. It's about the gold. There's a reason why they want to bring back gold and silver now, ladies and gentlemen. It's a reason why. Because they want to have all to say, see, we put this, we knew, your good politicians knew what was best for you, and they were protecting, and this is what, this is why we did this bill. I did this bill because I knew that crisis was coming. This is what they always do. And it's a lie, a lie, a lie.
Dave, now that you mention that, though, let me say this. Did you see the article where they're not allowing members of Congress to even see this new so-called health care bill they coming out? And I'm like, man. And then I immediately thought about, a lot of people don't know that they didn't even read the Patriot Act that strip you.
No, they didn't read.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, just signed on to it. Just use fear.
Wait,
to
not even the Patriot Act. They didn't read the TARP bill either. They didn't read TARP or anything else. The trouble asset.
137.07, 137.06. Yeah. Oh boy.
They did not read any of that because they do what they told. And so, listen, everyone, we're going to definitely carry this again. Listen, make yourself, prepare yourself. Get real money. Get real money that the great creator has created and put into existence for the sustaining of life, love, liberty. Not liberty. The great creator don't give you liberty and freedom. You're born with sovereignty and self-determination, your free will. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Peace.